This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's a Friday, time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline for our chat with the prop queen, Ariel Epstein. And Ariel, thanks as always for your time. Before we get started, are any football, which we're all going on as we have now ended football season and we're in that period before baseball heats up?
Happy Friday. Absolutely not. Once the Ravens lost, I was ready for the season to be over. I am so ready for baseball.
Well, we do have basketball activity, but not much else to wager on. In the All-Star game, they keep changing the format. They keep changing the weekend. And it does provide opportunities for us to gamble. I kind of, looking at this skills competition thing, I kind of tend to think guys who know each other, who have some chemistry, probably matters. I look at somebody like Wemby, and if they're going to ask the big man to hit a three, which they've done in the past, we know that that's in his toolkit, unlike many people. So I kind of like the Spurs or the Cavs in the skills competition. I probably lean Spurs. What do you think about that?
We're on the same page. Team Spurs, plus 220, I saw. I had Team Cavs actually the first time that I bet this competition when I think it was like the three of them. And I think it was Allen, Mobley, and Mitchell.
Yeah.
But again, they're 2-1, so it's only like a 20-cent difference. I like what you're saying, though, about Wemby. He just is so versatile, and he could shoot from anywhere on the floor. You also have to take into consideration the godfather of skills challenges, Chris Paul.
Yes.
He's been in it 5 times, and he still hasn't won one. The last one was 2021. I mean, he's 39 years old, I think. So, like, you just got to give him one at this point. So, hopefully, him and Wemby can get things going. And I like Team Spurs at plus 220.
Well, let's get to the three-point contest. Dame Lillard looks like the odds-on favorite. But who are you putting your money on?
I love Tyler Hero at 7-1 to win the three-point contest. He's hit at least 3 threes in 3 of his last 4 games at Chase Center. But okay, whatever. It's like a crazy stat. But at least he like shoots the 3 well there. Second 3-point contest. So Hero at least has some of that experience behind him on how to pace himself. Hero's 186 points, 3-pointers this year. So 186 3-pointers made by Hero is the most for any participant coming into the weekend. He could get off to a good start too because Hero shoots well from the corners. He's been shooting really well, actually. I think 45%. So I would go with Tyler Hero at 7-1. Really good payout for a great three-point shooter.
We're talking with Ariel Epstein. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. College basketball, huge game on Saturday. No. 1, Auburn at No. 2, Alabama. Where are you leaning here?
Yeah, I like Alabama. It's the format I always use when betting March Madness because when you see a higher seed, but the lower seed is the favorite, that's what's happening here. Bama's a 2, but yet they're -1.5. And I know you'll say like they're at home and whatever, but still, as part of this past Wednesday, the SEC is just absolutely dominating the hardwood. And Both teams, they're really well coached. They have guys that can flat out play. But Bama is just a lot of fun, and they're led by a veteran, Mark Sears. Bama plays at a really fast pace. In fact, the fastest in the country. So they're deadly from deep, too. They can launch three-pointers. It's like the Celtics of college, and the scoring comes in, like, insane amounts. They have hit 100 points 7 different times this year. It is the first matchup, guys, too, between a number one and number two in college hoops since Gonzaga and UCLA in 2021 and 2022. So this one should be a ton of fun.
We on the show have started talking a little bit more about some NCAA futures now that we're, less than a month away from the selection show and with our Terps performing at a high level. I sprinkled a little bit on Maryland at 22-1 to make the Final Four. Are you looking ahead to any such bets yourself?
I'm looking at Houston. So I just don't think they're getting enough talk at number 6 in the country. Samson is one of the best in the business in college coaching. And when healthy, Samson's got 8 different players that can play with anybody. I mean, he's got a veteran backcourt. Both are deadly shooters, LJ Cryer and Emmanuel Sharp. And if Shed, who graduated, didn't get hurt last year, Houston really did have a shot to win the title. So they're kind of due at this point. I think that they definitely should at least make a run for the Final Four, if not even 10-1, 12-1 to win the title.
Errol Epstein, let the people know where they can find you.
Check out thepropqueen.com. Subscribe to the newsletter. All great, good info, especially after this NBA All-Star break. And baseball is so soon, everybody.
Ariel, always great. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great weekend. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
A little slow this time.
Ben, very slow on the trigger finger there. I got to say, don't let Bones Friday malaise rub off on you.
Ben.
I was shocked how slow you were to the draw there.
Yeah. What's going on?
A light NBA night. So. But we do have college. I mean, of course we have college. You know me. I watch
everything.
1 through 300 different college teams. But I'll start here with the big game. I have 3 totals, 1 game total, and then 2 team totals. UCLA versus Indiana over 138.5. Indiana's games have gone over this number in 10 of their last 12 Big Ten games. UCLA's games have gone over it in 4 of their last 5 road Big Ten games. They've been much better defensively at home. Mick Cronin talks about it every chance he gets. He likes playing at home. Not very much on the road, and he thinks that they get a bad whistle. 18.8 free throws attempted per game against UCLA. That's 3rd most in the conference. As I said, Cronin will continue to talk about that. Indiana's coming off of a massive win at Michigan State. They scored 71 points against a really good defense. You look at UCLA, Bilodeau, Daly. Those are guys that can take games over. Renau, Mbako, Ballo. Those are, you know, big men for Indiana that can take the game over as well. So I like this to go over 138.5. Team totals here, St. Louis over 69.5 points. Over in 3 of their last 5 games. Loyola Chicago's allowing 76.6 points per game, which is the most in the conference. 282nd in the country. It's year 1 for Schertz at St. Louis. He was at Indiana State for 3 years, was really good there. The team has improved as the season's gone on. Gibson Jimerson's a really good shooter. He's coming off 2 pretty bad games for himself. I think he bounces back here. Robbie Avila, a lot of people know him, the dude who wears goggles.
Yeah.
He's coming off his best game of the season against the best team in the conference. So I think they're going to start to get him going, and I think they go over that total there. And then the final game, San Jose State team total over 64.5 points. Udoji and McClendon are questionable. Me and Jason have been watching them a bunch
lately.
Doesn't
matter.
They're a tough team regardless. Yeah. They're a tough team. They have a bad record, but as I said, they play a lot of tight games. We've seen We've seen Nevada allow their opponents over this in all 6 road games. San Jose State's over this in 9 of their last 11 games and 6 of their 7 conference home games as a whole. So I like San Jose State over their team total.
Are you on the Sparties? I took the 6.5, and you can now get 7.5 out there. I will just say San Jose State, 9-2 against the spread at home, 11-2-1 against the spread in conference, 18-5-1 against the spread overall. Nevada, 2-5 against the spread, their last 7 on the road, 4-9 against the spread in conference. Nevada's got the 2 kids who shoot the 3, but I don't really like their offense outside of that. They play really slow. I kind of feel like it's crazy. It's a Friday night. I might put a little on Sparty money line.
I don't
know if San Jose State can't win this game at home.
Steve Alford's team overachieved all year early in the season, and that's kind of grown on sports books. And for a while, they had been favorites in a lot of games they shouldn't have. I think it'll be a tight game, but I'm just going with the team total to be safe.
I'm also fading Doug Gottlieb.
Oh, my gosh.
His Green Bay, Wisconsin team is 4-16 against the spread their last 20. 6-14-2 against the spread after a loss. All they do is lose. 3-9-2 in conference. They've lost 10 of their last 12 losses are by 10 points or more. Northern Kentucky's laying 7.5. Northern Kentucky doesn't usually cover, but they're playing their best ball lately. They played Robert Morris tough. They beat Cleveland State in an all-time fishy line. They beat Green Bay by 18 the last time they played them. I like the Norse.
And
I like
the
Northern Kentucky
Norse.
Yeah, he's too busy doing his radio show to coach this team.
Yep.
Anything from JLCAA?
No, we went 0-2 last night. We lost to Towson. We had the Towson 6.5, and then Delaware on a runner with 0.2 seconds left hurt us.
You're bouncing back tomorrow.
The Campbell Camels let us down. Tomorrow, I am looking at tomorrow, UNC Wilmington Elon. I'm guessing that's going to come in around 12. If it's anything 12 or less, I will gladly lay those points with the UNC Wilmington Seahawks. I'm probably going to play Hampton at home on the money line against Hofstra. And we'll have to see. College of Charleston at North Carolina A&T. I will probably take the points with
A&T.
Shout
out John LaMuth. Knocked down a big three last night to get the win.
Had almost a 20-20 night before that against Campbell. Or Campbell. Campbell Camels.
Campbell Camels.
Who were red hot before that game, and now they can't hit a shot.
Don't mess with those humps.
No, I'm off the humps.
Coming up next, Purple Rain in the forecast. Lamar Jackson, there's been a lot of talk about...
Humps played like mooks the last two times out. I'm out.
A lot of talk about Lamar Jackson and maybe restructuring. Well, we feel like the Ravens need to do more than that. Why? It's time to rip it up and give him a real new contract. We'll tell you next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Here on the Fan. Ravens offseason is in high gear now. Is the combine coming up in like a week or so? It's here before you know it. And then free agency is less than a month away. Well, the Ravens, we heard Eric DaCosta say they don't have a whole lot on their offseason checklist. But one of those things that we've talked about is Lamar Jackson. And the easy thing they could do is to restructure his contract. But that to me, and I think to you, Jason, is a fool's errand. Like, get ahead of the curve. He's the best quarterback in football. Give him another real contract.
Look, the reality is they've got him through the 2027 season. But in 2026 and 2027, he carries $75 million cap hits, the highest in the NFL. So there's no way we're getting to that point. There's going to be not just a restructure, but there's going to have to be a whole new deal if you get to that point and you've only got 2 years to prorate something over and the cap hit is that high, you are inherently going to have to do a new deal. So why wait another year for other bum-ass quarterbacks to get $50 million a year to push his contract up even higher? And this is how it works in the NFL. This is how fast life comes at you. Next year, Lamar Jackson, despite having just, we're all old enough to remember when he got a record contract, he'll only be sixth in the NFL next year in cash earned in the 2025 year. His $52 million a year next year, that contract will only rank eighth in the NFL. In 2025, Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa, Jared Goff, Jordan Love,
Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
And Dak.
Dak Prescott, and I'm missing one. And Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys will make more on a per-year basis than Lamar Jackson next year with Dak Prescott leading the way at $60 million. Lamar's at 52. Why would you not just take him to that 60 now and start playing around with the deal? With only a $20 million base next year, a $44 million cap hit, you've got that working in your favor. You need to take advantage of the 3 existing years that you hold leverage over him and just tear it up and start over now. I don't see any way around it. I don't see any counter argument to it. Yes, he'll start making more per year than he was scheduled to, but now you're going to start buying control of him through his early 30s. You're going to basically secure longer of his peak prime. And you're going to do it before the next wave of quarterbacks start doing their new deals, right? How much longer before Brock Purdy gets $60 million somewhere? And once that happens, where's Lamar number go? A year from now, when C.J. Stroud's eligible for an extension, what's that look like? Jaden Daniels, believe it or not, is only 2 years away. Dude, everybody over there, you're not smarter than everybody else. You're certainly not smarter than Lamar. He's done really damn well representing himself. Use common sense. Learn from your mistakes from the past. Don't be pig-headed like the Baltimore Orioles. And get your quarterback signed through his age 22 or 23, or age 32 or 33 season. Do it this offseason. And let him make more money than Dak Prescott. because he deserves it. And you're saving yourself in the long run.
And you're spreading your, you can spread it around so that the cap number is not going to hurt you. And I know you don't care about that stuff, but they like to.
Well, they don't care about it because they've, in this deal, they've got two $75 million cap numbers in it. Back, it's age 29 and age 30 season.
No,
I mean,
the back end of the contract.
I get it, but it's not like those are fake, frivolous things. Like, it was baked into the cake 2 years ago. I know some people would say, well, you should get more time. And you can. Like, if they want to wait till it really hits the fan next year, you could. But think of how many more quarterbacks are making $50 million a year then. And think of where you're going to have to jump this young man to.
That's the key. And I remember saying it a million times during negotiations. When it comes to these quarterback contracts, it's not who's best, it's who's next. Brock Purdy is not a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson.
Money.
He's going to make significantly more per year than Lamar Jackson is currently making. And we were saying in real time where Josh Allen at this point... he's a bargain to the Bills.
But they're going to tear him up.
Yeah. They are going to tear him up.
Kansas City's going to pay Mahomes again.
Yeah. They are. But I'm saying getting him done when they did, you were able to get that affordable number for years.
Absolutely.
And you're saving significant money. So, yeah, you don't have to redo the deal this year. You have to next year, and it's only going to cost you more if you choose to wait 12 months.
Just to put it in perspective, what's Sam Darnold getting this offseason? Like, and imagine if the Vikings...
I think he's
like,
getting a transition tag.
Yeah.
And then we'll see if somebody signs him to an offer sheet.
Yeah. And what if they give him a franchise tag?
I mean, they could. I don't think they
That's
have
$50
to.
Million,
but
though.
Yeah, yeah. I would be really... If they give him $50 million, they might as well just give him... 150 for three and secure him for more than 1 year. Because if they, no one's signing him to an offer sheet off the franchise tag, maybe off the transition. And if they don't, you're getting them cheaper than $50 million.
Inside Access here on a Friday. Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI, TIM, what you got?
Philadelphia. Celebrating a Super Bowl with a parade downtown in ways that only Philly can. Been a while since we've had a championship parade here. Last time it was 2012 for the Ravens. It's been a lot longer for that for the Orioles going back to 1983. But 410-583-1057. What are some of your best memories from a championship parade for the Ravens, for the Colts even, or the Orioles? 410-583-1057. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
The city of Philadelphia celebrating the Eagles' second Super Bowl victory. So asking the people, 410-583-1057, if you want to call in now is your chance. What are some of your best memories of championship parades in Baltimore sports history? The Ravens, two Super Bowls. The Orioles, three World Series. Heck, if you want to go back to the Colts Super Bowl parade, I'm assuming they had one back in the 60s. Who knows?
1971.
71, 410-583-1057. And I did want to point this out because I saw this story, Philadelphia. Sunday night, so immediately following, there were... What was it? 47 different arrests that happened just that night.
Philly, baby.
Six arrests for assaulting officers.
Jeez.
Four arrests were made for crimes including aggravated assault, recklessly endangering another person, third degree
misdemeanor. But we're sure these were all Super Bowl related or no? Like these were in a celebration of a Super Bowl?
It seems to be. Four arrests for vandalizing sanitation department trucks.
That trash.
Vandalizing banks, vandalizing stores. 29 citations were handed out for disorderly conduct. But I remember... I was only a part of the 2012 Super Bowl parade. I was a senior in high school, and unlike the city of Philadelphia, Maryland, Baltimore, they did not allow schools to not have school that day. But I skipped anyways, and I remember going to the stadium part of it, and it was crazy. And seeing all of the videos and the pictures after the fact of people climbing the gates to get in because it was way, way, way past capacity. Because you had every single seat filled, and then they had a ton of people on the field. I think they had over 100,000 people just in M&T Bank Stadium. It was just jam-packed, but It was awesome. I went with probably five or six of my friends. We all went down. And at that age, 17 years old, it was really cool.
Believe it or not, I'm not a parade guy.
Wow.
Never have been.
Really?
I know. That's very off-brand. In fact, even in my, like, journalism career, I always went out of my way. Like, if I covered teams that won something, like, even when the Wings
went
back-to-back Stanley Cups.
You never covered it?
Well, no. I would be the guy, be like, look, I just want to cover. Like, I'll go to Joe Louis Arena. I'll talk to all the guys as they're assembling for the floats before they're totally housed. You know what I mean? But, like, we've got, like, our Metro side people who could cover the actual parade down Woodward and all the way, you know, out to Royal Oak and back or whatever. But like, I'll just, you know what I mean? Like, I'll do the pre-story. Like, that was always my gig. So that way, and I lived right next, like, I lived in Riverfront Apartments right next to Joe Louis Arena. So I didn't encounter any traffic. I walked. I mean, literally, you didn't have to go outside. There's literally a bridge that connect to the People Mover Bridge that you go right into the Joe through there. So I didn't have to worry about, you know, a million people on the streets and all that, or 2 million. I think the first parade might have been 2 million or something crazy like that, because they hadn't won in 42 years. And then, unfortunately, the next year, there was the crash right after the parade.
Oh, yeah.
And then that was my whole summer. But I just, like, 83, I didn't go to the parade. I remember, like, when the Blast won the MISL, there was, like, a rally. I don't really remember it as a parade, but I do think I was at some sort of rally for the Blast. The Baltimore Stars didn't get much of anything.
No.
When Stallions? They won the USFL. The Stallions, I covered them when they were the Stallions and the CFLs for the Sun, like as a side guy, like the second or third guy in. But I don't remember. If there was a parade, I didn't cover the parade.
Yeah, I don't remember. Then it could have been. I don't remember a Stallions parade. I was away at school when the Blast won and when the Orioles won. Oh. I did not go to either a Ravens parade. I do remember the first Ravens parade, though. They had the Baja Men there. Because somehow the Who Let the Dogs Out song became, because I guess because Ray always says any dogs in the house and they bark. But that song became like a rallying cry for them. And so the Baja Men performed Who Let the Dogs Out at the parade once they got to the stage.
Ben, you would have been really young for 2012. Did you go to that Super Bowl parade?
I was 11 years old, and I was inside the stadium, yeah.
Oh, heck yeah. We were both in the stadium. Yeah. That was nuts.
It was the traffic down there was the craziest. Like, you sat there for hours.
It was insane. 4-10, 5-8-3.
Were you a baby when Maryland won the national championship?
Yeah, like, I was turning two.
Dad didn't take you to College Park for...
No, hopefully this year.
410-583-1057. Lamar is in Essex. Lamar, you're on the fan.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey there.
Hey, man. Back in 2001 when the Ravens won, I was 17. You know, I had a lot of fun that night. driving around town doing donuts in a borrowed car.
Borrowed?
Yeah, you know how you borrow things from people and you never give them back. You know,
okay.
They find it eventually.
Sure.
Limitations. It doesn't matter.
There you go.
Did you give the car back?
Smash the statute of limitations. It doesn't matter.
All right.
But I have a funny story about the parade that I saw on the news the day after the parade.
Sure.
I don't know how you guys could go back and confirm it, because I only saw it on the news once. There was a guy who had on Ravens gear who walked along the parade route and made a withdrawal from every bank on the parade route back in 2001. It was only on the news that one time.
Huh. Was literally sticking up banks along the way?
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, that's just, I guess that's something.
Yeah, I can't speak on it. I don't remember that. That should have been a bigger story. Where's the 30 for 30 on that?
Well, maybe it was swept under the rug. Yeah, I don't know.
That was our own Chiefsaholic.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. Jules is in Baltimore. Jules, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey there.
Hey, I remember 2012 when we won the last Super Bowl. I actually got fired from my job because of it, because it was 100% worth it. Bro, we won the Super Bowl. My boss was not a football fan at all, really. And I knew, like, how rare this comes. I had told him I had a really bad sickness that morning. Bro, I went to the parade, went in the stadium, you know, was on the field when Ray was talking. Everything was great. Come to find out, my coworker had snitched on me.
Oh, come on. That's wrong.
Yeah, because what a loser. I was on Fox 45 in the background, and he told the boss that Jules is at the parade.
That's messed
up. Crazy. But in the long run, you know, everything worked out good because I'm good where I'm at now.
Sweet. There you go, Jules.
I will never take it back ever because that was one of the best times ever. I was in Fells Point when we won the Super Bowl.
That'd be
I
nuts.
Said, I'm going to this parade. No problem. Like, there's no questions asked. I don't care what the repercussions are. And it was an awesome time. All right? It was the best.
Thanks for the call, Jules.
Yeah, I was in Canton. I was at Clotta Pub when they won the Super Bowl the first time, and it was bonkers. It was bonkers down there.
So I was at the Super Bowl with my dad, yeah. And then they won the first one. The first one. The second one, I was living out in Frederick. I watched a game out there, but it was pretty damn cool.
Oh, it was awesome. Bob is in Cordova. Bob, you're on the fan.
Yeah, I took off that day. I worked for Verizon. My wife and my little kids were there, and my mother-in-law. And I said, I'm going to take off today and see this parade, 83. So I'm glad I did.
The 83 Oriole Parade? That's
awesome,
cool,
Bob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember that. Yep. There's that great picture of Eddie in the car. And he's like leaning back. It's one of, you know, there's no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty famous picture, right? At least for people here.
Let's grab one more. David is in Bel Air. David, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. So, first of all, I love you guys.
Appreciate
thank you. Love you.
Think about what they. This is really funny. The second parade for the Ravens, we were in. My wife and I were filing for bankruptcy,
Ooh.
So we were in the courthouse, the federal courthouse on Pratt Street.
Yep.
And so we're like, we can't go to the parade because obviously we're in court. Well, in the middle of our case, the bailiff goes up and talks to the judge. The judge calls the recess and says, "Let's go. The parade's coming by." And
we that's all awesome. Cool. The parade came to you. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so cool.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like standing like literally Ray Lewis's height in the building. It was so cool.
That's awesome. Great.
No, thanks for the call, Dave.
Coming up next here
can't
on the
you rat somebody out at a parade.
Yeah,
that's supposed to be a get out of jail free card for everybody. Dude, like, come on. That's a low blow.
Yeah. Not a good guy.
Narc.
Karma hopefully caught that person. Northern Exposure coming up next, and we've talked a lot about Joe Burrow on his publicity tour, talking about being an amateur capologist. Well, he was on the Pardon My Take podcast and continued to talk about salary cap and contracts. We'll hear from Joe Burrow next here on The Fan.
Yeah, so you could do a couple different things. You could convert some of the money to a signing bonus,
okay.
Which will lower the cap hit.
Mm-hmm.
You can push some of the money to the back end of the contract,
mm-hmm.
And then when you get to that lowers the cap hit, and then when you get to the back end of the contract, you can restructure it and convert it to a signing bonus.
Okay.
And then you can also just take less money.
And which one were you going to do?
We'll see.
I love this Joe Burrow. By the way, this is on the
Pardon. I told you this was coming.
This is on the Pardon My Take podcast.
And he's got a plan.
He's very familiar.
He's done the work. He knows exactly that, but it's also great because he's not going to give up a penny, nor should he. The billionaires are richer than him. The billionaires are making money off of his back, his neck, everything else he's had surgeries on or readjusted or what have you. But he's going to be royally disappointed. And I've covered this league for literally now 21 years. I've never heard a player speak in those terms about their own contract, let alone a bunch of other contracts that he's studied on his roster to be able to try to cajole and beg and plead with the billionaires to do the right thing and keep everybody here. Like, he literally, we can move this paragraph 5 around and we can give this guy a small bonus that's prorated here. Like, I've never heard it before in my life, but I'm not surprised because this guy is stuck in and it's not going to, whenever it ends between Joe Burrow and the Bengals, it's not going to end well.
But that's where I'm going. T's gone. T is gone. They're not going to franchise tag him again. They're not going to pay him and Ja'Marr Chase. Then you have the Trey Hendrickson situation looming over. If those two guys leave and this offseason really goes sideways, where's Joe Burrow's headspace? Because he's
well, here's what he's doing, though. And I give these players a lot of credit because they have not just had sort of those typical, like, informal conversations with their agents where, you know, the agent's going to do most of the work and they're just along for the ride. It's clear that Myles Garrett got together with his agency and had his talking points, and he's winning the battle for hearts and minds, public opinion, and he's laying out a case to say, I don't think they're really interested in winning now. And when they come out and they're not interested in winning, then he's like, well, this is what I said was going to happen, and I'm never going to play for them, and they have to trade me. Checkmate. Excuse me. Burrow's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not just talking in sort of vagaries. He's telling you, I have done the work. I have talked to people who do this for a living. I know a way that I think they can make all the money in the world and still keep my buddies here. So I like playing football and think I have a chance to win something and something to play for with the guys who I think there's no way we can win without. So when that doesn't happen, if that doesn't happen, I don't want to hear them say it was impossible because I already know it's possible. I know how it could have been possible. Therefore, they're not serious about winning. And if you're not serious about winning and I'm the most serious guy about winning, we might not be a match for long, Mike Brown. Like, he's been setting it up. I've been writing about this in the Washington Post for months. This was calculated. This was him gradually, almost like a lawyer in a long trial, building a case, building a case, building a case. And when it goes to the jury, and the jury finds Mike Brown guilty and not spending enough money, then guess what? You're in Joe Burrow's courtroom, and Joe Burrow ain't going to be happy.
More from Joe Burrow on the Pardon My Take podcast. Talks about wanting to do whatever the Eagles are doing with their cap.
Yeah. Well, definitely some teams seem to make it feel that way.
Yeah. I mean, the Saints have just pretended it doesn't exist for a while now.
And the Eagles are paying everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that seems like the way, whatever they're doing.
I'll point out Philadelphia Eagles, 5 players making $21 million or more, 9 players making $15 million or more, 11 players making $10 million or more on their roster last year. That's cash, folks. That's cash. That's not cap numbers. That's cash.
They make it work. They're compliant. Nobody's seeing them lose draft picks or players, right?
They're more than compliant.
Yeah.
How do you see this offseason playing out for them, though?
I see this going Carson Palmer.
I see...
Not this year, but eventually.
I see him paying Chase. That's it. How I see
I think he'll pay Chase. I think he'll maybe pay Gesicki. I don't think they're going to put enough on the table to get Hendrickson not to want out.
Yeah.
T. Higgins, I told you, I think he's getting gone. $30 million a year from the New England Patriots. And then they still have a whole lot of holes. Like, it's still an offensive line that needs help. It's a defense that needs help at all three levels. Their recent drafts have not been nearly as fertile as some previous ones. The entire spine of the defense needs to be addressed.
New coordinator.
I mean, if you've got Hendrickson gone, Hubbard's basically done. I mean, I and look, the owner's got a sweetheart lease, and he's used to having a sweetheart lease, and you're already starting to hear some pushback. So the idea that the owner's going to go out of his way to placate this quarterback now at a time when, well, why should I spend all this money on this product if they're not going to give me the stadium deal that I continue to want moving forward? I just don't think Joe Burrow is going to be real happy.
One more from Joe Burrow talks about the difficulties playing with a struggling defense.
Yeah. I would say it's tough to describe because you're obviously, I mean, you're in it as a team. So everybody's down in the dumps
right
in the locker room. It's not like, oh, we're the offense. We scored 30, but we lost. Like, right. We're happy. Like, nobody's happy about that. And there were definitely games that the offense could have closed it out in which we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're playing... You know, like I said, I felt like I had my best year as a pro, and so I was happy about that. Week in and week out, it was pretty frustrating. I've never had a year like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it was mentally taxing and challenging to continue to stay disciplined and consistent week in and week out, day in and day out. But, you know, at some point you just realize that this is your job and that's what you do. And if I'm going to continue to play as good as I want to, then I'm going to have to keep doing these things daily to put myself in the best position to succeed.
All that, and then his house got robbed, and thankfully his employee was nearby. And it's been a full-time
swimsuit model.
Yes, Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, also working for Burrow Inc. Fortunately, was nearby as the robbery took place.
I said it before. I'll say it again when I've listened to this guy talk. I think at some point in time he's going to play the Andrew Luck card, except it's going to be where he does come out of retirement, or he
like
plays
Carson
it enough.
Palmer did.
Yeah, but I think he's going to be doing it earlier in his career than Carson Palmer, and I think, you know, Carson Palmer got the hell kicked out of him too. But this kid's had so many surgeries. Remember that we talked about this a year ago, and then I went and looked up all the surgeries since college. It was ridiculous. Like, he's always being cut open. I think at some point he's going to say, "I'm done with that." But I don't think he's, like, Andrew Luck was done with it. I don't think he's really going to end up being done with it.
Remember his words at 27, heading into training camp, where he's referencing his football mortality. Those are his exact words, talking about that at 27.
Hey, coming up at 4:30, Andy Katz, Big Ten Network. How good are the Maryland Terrapins after their win last night? We'll ask Andy Katz at 4:30. But coming up next, it's a Friday edition, a bounce back fall back, and it's coming next here on The Fan.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.